All right, welcome to today's show, which is going to be covering TV shows or series that have come out that we have watched in the past few months or past year that we really enjoyed. Which series have you seen last year?
The first show I want to mention, it didn't actually come out last year. It came out 2 years ago, but it came out in December the year before. So I kind of find that counts.
So it's 2020
December.
All right.
But I watched it in like January of 2021.
So that makes sense.
Kind of covers 2021.
Yeah.
And it was The Flight Attendant.
Oh, Ash and I started that and then we didn't get past the first episode. Like we really enjoyed the
really
first
good.
Episode. We were like, oh my God, this is going somewhere. And then we just stopped. But please tell me, how was it?
It was my favorite show last year, but it didn't come out last year.
I don't think Invincible came out last year, but it was really, really good.
I meant to see that.
That was a really amazing show. I had so much fun watching that. It was bloody and gory and amazing.
Not for children?
I mean, no.
No.
Not at all.
What did it come out on? HBO?
Prime.
Prime, okay.
Amazon Prime. Plus, J.K. Simmons plays Omni-Man, which he's an amazing villain. Oh my God. That show threw me through a loop. It was awesome. It was so cool.
I thought it won some award for a new series.
I don't know
that I'm not bringing this up just because my show and your show we're both talking about, but I know Flight Attendant won best new series.
Oh really?
But yours is not in the same category because it would be an animated series.
Yeah.
So, and I think it won some sort of animated series award also. I think they might have won some award, but I had already wanted to see it, and then when I heard that they won something, or I thought they did, I feel like whenever a show is really good, you just kind of like want to just keep watching it.
Yeah.
Because I think Chanel and I watched all of Flight Attendant in like a weekend. We just sat and like played the next episode, and then we're like, that was really good. So it's always rewarding when you feel like you didn't waste your time.
Well, there you go. Now I'm going to have to watch it. I say that every time we do a podcast. I'm like, now I'm going to have to watch it.
Just got something else to add to the list. And I got something else to add in mind that you've mentioned to me.
There you go. It's a cool series. It's a really good series.
All right. What else did we watch?
What I'm watching currently is Vox Machina on Prime as well. Well, I mean, I guess we could go over all the Disney Plus.
Those are like the only shows I think of other than like the Flight Attendant one.
Yeah, honestly. Those are the only ones I can think of, too.
I feel like TV shows is really weird to talk about when we compare it to movies. Because when we talk about a movie, there's a lot of hype around it. Where advertisement, and like, leading... Because I was thinking about this. I want to watch... I'm excited for the new Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special.
Oh, is that going to be a series? Or is that just going to be a special?
Oh, it's a special, I guess. But it's considered a TV special, so it's not a movie.
So it's going to be like an hour long?
I think they said 45 minutes. Maybe it's an hour. But definitely not longer. But it made me think
that's
of
at the end of the year, though.
Yeah. So we got a whole year to wait for that. But
got a while to wait for that. I wonder if it's going to be canon.
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
They're filming at the same. They're right now. They're filming Guardians 3, and at the same time, they're filming that TV special because they're like, we might as well just use the same sets. And they said that this is going to lead into the third movie. And if you do not watch it before watching the third movie, it's going to confuse you when you start that third movie. So it's like a little teaser. I feel like it's just like getting a little trailer before the movie. But it's actually important. But why I brought up Guardians TV special is it made me think about the Guardians movie. And when you think of movies in general, how long you wait for each movie. The last Guardians movie came out 5 years ago.
Are you shitting me?
2017.
Are you kidding me?
So I think about the gaps of how long each movies have. And then you look at TV shows and the TV show has, next season, next year. Every, you know, so often. More shows.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that at all.
But TV shows is like yearly.
Yeah.
Versus a movie that's like, you got to wait 5 years. Except for now it's becoming more of a trend, which I'm kind of liking and kind of getting behind, where TV shows take a break and they have a year or two off.
Yeah.
Like they did with Game of Thrones. They did that where they had like a year or two before the last season came out. And a couple other shows are doing that. Westworld.
Oh, Westworld's coming out again?
Yeah. And the weird thing is like, I think that there's less excitement or hype for a TV show because you're like, in 6 months or whatever, we'll get new episodes. But now it seems like there's a new trend going where TV shows are taking breaks. Where like the last few seasons of Game of Thrones took a gap between filming.
Right.
Or however long it took production. And then same thing goes with Stranger Things. there was like a couple years between.
They did that with Stranger Things, yeah. So the kids could grow up a little bit, mm-hmm. and they could expand the story a bit more.
Yeah. And I feel like it's coming more common with shows to do that now. And there's also more exploration that a show can have versus a movie, because there's way more time a story can be given. You're like, oh, you know, 20 yeah. episodes, an hour an episode, you have more time.
And they can bring in more characters and let characters develop over a long period of time, mm-hmm. whereas a movie only has about an hour and a half to 2 hours, three if you have a huge budget and a huge movie to make.
Yeah. I think the only reason it works for Marvel is because they have such an established cast within individual films that lead into a big film that it feels almost like a TV show in some regards. That's but then true. That crosses into the Marvel TV shows that have now come out.
it all leads back to superheroes. Our show just always leads back to superheroes.
I'm sorry. It's fine.
But that's what our channel is about. It's about pop culture, about everything, so it's okay.
Well, coming back to where we were all started on this topic, I think it's hard to talk about what we watch because TV shows don't stand out as iconic throughout the year versus movies, because it's been a buildup of something. Like Guardians had 5 years since the last Guardians movie. Most TV shows were like, you know, next year we'll have a new season. So it's not
that's
as much
true.
Not as much hype. So it's hard for me to think of what shows we watched every year.
Well, I mean, last year, Wanda came out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, I have a right at the start, right?
Yeah.
That was a great series. That was crazy. That was that whole series took turns that I wasn't expecting. And I just thought it was a great way to kick off the Disney Plus Marvel series. And then Loki came next, Disney Plus series.
Yes, yeah.
That was also great.
No, wait, no, sorry. No? Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Falcon and Winter Soldier came first. Oh my gosh. Yeah. See, that one kind of was too grounded. And
I agree.
There was a lot of the story, I don't know if you know this, but a lot of the story revolved around this virus that they had to cut out because
of what actually happened. Okay, that's
so yeah. A lot of subplot was cut out and they had to reorient themselves to film just a show without that subplot, and it took a lot away from Carly's like motivations as a villain, or like why she was doing everything. So the last two episodes of Falcon and Winter Soldier are great, mm-hmm. but the first few kind of lack something, and you can tell that a lot was done in ADR
because
those cutaways and those overhead shots when people are talking are just very noticeable. But I thought Loki was really well done, especially with going into a realm that we haven't seen in the MCU before, outside of the actual timeline and being separate from reality, even though it shaped reality in a way,
mm-hmm.
you know, the TVA. So I thought that was really cool, especially putting Loki in a detective jumpsuit like thing was so I just thought that was cool. I'm speaking too much.
No, it's fine. You're covering everything I was going to mention on the shows that so far you've covered: WandaVision, Falcon and Winter Soldier, Loki.
I'm just trying to get the Disney Plus series out of the way, you know.
let's also mention Hawkeye, since
Hawkeye was great. I loved that series. That was fun seeing Vincent D'Onofrio reprise his role. Wait, have you finished it?
Yes, I did.
As Kingpin. Okay, I didn't want to spoil that.
Anyone listening, have you finished it?
Doesn't matter. We spoiling stuff. And I had a great time watching Clint and Kate Bishop's relationship develop. That was really fun.
It's very festive. I think I'm going to want to watch it again around the holiday season
at the end of the year. I think I will too. The only thing I didn't like was seeing the end credit scene. I didn't really care for it.
Like, I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, but it didn't bug me, but it didn't, like, it wasn't like, oh yeah, I'm really waiting for this.
I needed this.
At the end. Like, I could have just skipped it and been fine. Like,
did you skip it?
No, I watched it. I wanted to see if, like anyone popped up in the audience.
Yeah.
Or if, like, Yeah, I don't know.
Should we explain what we're talking about?
Oh, yeah. So at the end of Hawkeye, there's a post-credit scene, and it's the musical from the start of the show where Hawkeye's at. He's not in the final cutscene, but it just goes through the whole song.
It's like 10 minutes?
It felt long, but I think it's like 5 or 6 minutes, and it's just the whole Battle of New York scene, mm-hmm. but like in a musical version. It's not great, but it's not bad. You know, they could have not had it, but it's fine.
It's okay. It's hard to complain when you were given so much in that show. So I'm like, oh, yeah. What's wrong with a few more seconds of? And it's just kind of like a credit scene, so it's kind of you could just.
The one thing I did like about Hawkeye, it set up Echo.
Oh yeah.
As a, I don't know if she's gonna be a antagonist, like an anti-hero. Or what, but I'm really excited to see her series now after watching her in the show.
Marvel has a great way of setting things up for later. Yes. And one thing that I have to give you credit for or appreciation for is that you convinced me to watch Black Widow before watching this. And
were you happy about that?
In a way, I kind of felt like, oh, why do I have to drag myself through this movie just to get to this, but then now I appreciate it. It didn't really like come into fruition until like maybe episode 5.
It's 4.
4? Okay. Yeah. And then I started to be like, okay, I'm glad I saw that now, but I didn't know what was being set up originally. So yeah, I did appreciate that.
So yeah, that was really nice to see. Like especially that one scene at the beginning, I think of episode 6 or 5. Where Yelena,
yes,
like was going through the house,
yes,
and that she was, yeah, yeah, and then boom, she snaps away, and then she comes back like in an instant.
Yeah,
I think that was a cool perspective on how people vanished. You know,
well, they made it. They showed it from her perspective where it didn't even feel like 5 years had gone.
Yeah, it was just a second for her.
So it was great. I loved that. It gave me chills.
I thought that was crazy. I was like, what the heck? I was like, oh my God.
And I think I appreciated watching the movie before seeing this. Yeah. So it felt like, in a way, it feels like having to do homework before enjoying something. But it also felt like so rewarding in a way where I feel like I didn't waste my time. I just didn't know how good dessert was gonna be after having to, you know,
eat
the
dinner.
Meal. Yeah. So it was a nice kind of little extra thing in there. So yeah, that was a great TV show.
What else is there? Because I think all I've had my head in with TV shows this last year is Disney Plus shows. So
well, the next two are Disney Plus. Should I not mention them?
Go for it.
Okay, well, we haven't brought up Marvel's What If, which is
that was awesome.
Series.
That was a great series. I'm super excited to see if the same Doctor Strange from the Doctor Strange episode is in Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah, I'm curious about that, too.
Or if it's just a different version of a dark Doctor Strange.
It was good.
It's interesting. I also loved the zombies, and I can't wait for the zombie series, because I just thought that was fascinating. It scared me, but it was also jovial, and it had its moments that just made me like, this is so cool, man. Like seeing Wanda as a zombie but still having like the power that she did. She was so powerful, even as a zombie. That was crazy. And then bringing her back in the final episode, I forgot about that.
Yeah, it was good. It was different than some of the other ones we're talking about. And in a strange way, I'm like, is this going to connect? It kind of feels relevant, but then it's also kind of its own thing.
There was also another Disney Plus series. I don't know if it came out last year specifically, but Turner and Hooch. It follows Josh Peck as Turner, and like Hooch, it follows the son of the detective from the movie, and he also gets a dog that's a mastiff, and he helps him solve crime as a U.S. agent. It's really cool. It got horrible scores on Rotten Tomato. I think it got like a 50, but it was still touching. I thought, I would have given it like a 60. It wasn't great, but it was still a fun time. You know, I had a great time watching that TV show. Turner and Hooch.
Okay, so it was a TV series, Disney Plus?
Disney Plus, yeah.
Okay. Another Disney Plus series that also came out last year. Maybe, no, it was last year. Are you a big fan of Star Wars or somewhat?
Yeah, so I mean, I'm a fan of Star Wars. I wouldn't say like huge fan, but I am always interested when the movies come out because they always pique my interest. And I did watch the first season of Mandalorian.
Okay, I was going to say the two seasons of Mandalorian, and now this past year, the new series of The Book of Boba Fett.
Boba Fett?
Boba Fett, yeah. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't. But I haven't seen it, but I think that probably did well-ish.
I guess. I've never seen it.
I heard a lot of people were complaining that there was too much, like, backstory about Boba Fett. But, like, it's literally about Boba Fett. And I think a lot of people didn't like seeing him without his helmet.
Oh, I agree.
Which is weird because he's still a person.
Yeah.
Even without his armor. Not gonna lie, it's just a person.
I think, though, that, like, they always thought he was cool, a man of mystery, and now there's like no mystery because it's kind of,
well, I mean, explored. James Bond is a man of mystery, but he doesn't have a suit,
but he was always cool, like, I don't know, it's very different
saying,
kind of person.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah, he should be cool.
Yeah,
like without his armor, because that's, the armor doesn't make the man, the armor just enhances what the man already brings to the table, right?
Yeah,
so I don't know.
Yeah, I like Star Wars. I'm an old school Star Wars fan. I'd say that because I feel like the new Star Wars stuff, I don't really understand what they're doing, and seems to be like kind of, they hit dead ends in ways. So I'm like
all over the place.
Yeah, so I'm not the biggest fan of.
I am excited for the Obi-Wan series.
That one does excite me.
Yeah,
especially because of the cast they're bringing.
Was there more?
I'm just thinking of little ones that I was like, I ended up seeing last year. Another one that got my attention was a show called Yellow Jackets.
Never heard of it. Sounds like
it's a true story. In the 1990s, a group of soccer players in high school, girls soccer team, their plane crashed and they got stranded. And
oh, did they have to eat each other or something?
Yeah, okay, so you know the true story.
Well, no, I've just heard of like plane crashes where like soccer players and mm-hmm. stuff have had to eat each other because...
Well, the story is interesting because it flip-flops. It goes from the 1995 time period, and then it goes to 2025. So you see people that have survived.
2025? Like,
yeah,
in the future. Even past us?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you see them a lot older, and they're reminiscing the past, and then they go back to the past. So you're like, who survived? Because those people are alive, but it doesn't show you the whole cast. So then slowly,
okay.
It's told as like a mystery, I guess, or Quentin Tarantino.
So it's fiction.
I guess, yeah. I mean, I'd say it's like inspired by a true story.
Okay, inspired
like,
by a true
it's
story.
Got like true stuff in there, but like it's like just sprinkled bits of truth.
Yeah, it's just like a light sprinkle of pixie dust on top.
Yeah, they're just like, hey, it's true. Yeah, you know, in the 90s they listened to this music. Well, yeah, but okay.
So did we.
So yeah, that came out, and I finished all of season one. And I would say it's okay. It's
what would you give it?
Like out of what? Out of 10?
Out of like the Metascore or like the
Rotten Tomatoes score. Out of Rotten Tomatoes, I give it like a 64.
All right. It's not good, not great.
Yeah, it's nowhere near.
It's good, but it's not great.
Like if I compare that to like what I give Flight of 10, I give like Flight of 10 like a 90. Like maybe even 95, but I feel like I'm pushing it too hard. The other show Dexter was also Dexter New Blood.
Oh, how was it?
That one was good.
Yeah?
I don't want to spoil anything if you haven't seen it.
I've only watched up to season 4, I think.
Oh, okay. You were in it, right? But it was still good.
Was it good, though? Like,
it felt
better than where it left off?
Yes.
Okay.
It was a nice, comforting feeling of getting back into the quality of how it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple of issues I have with something towards the end of the season.
Just say it. Do it.
There's a direction they took these characters that felt like a bit rushed for one season to introduce all these characters to coming back after the show being off the air in like 7 or 8 years, however long it's been.
So they rushed a new character's arc?
They introduced a character.
Yeah.
And it's okay. You want me to just say it?
Just say it.
Okay. All right. They introduced Dexter has a son, and they bring his son into the story. And then by the end of the season, they make him the hero. And Dexter looked like the villain. And I always rooted for Dexter, so I felt odd to want to cheer for the son when I feel like I wanted to support Dexter's always been like the character I root for.
Right, right. So, even though he is a killer.
But it's fine.
That's interesting.
It's better than the way where the show went originally. So it's kind of like if I'm complaining, it's like saying, well, it's not great, but it's really a lot better than what we had before. So I can't really complain that much. And overall, I still
would rewatch better.
It. Yes. All right. I would rewatch it, so it's not terrible. And it was better than Yellow Jackets. And the only reason I compare the two is because it came out at the same time and those shows were competing for views. And everyone was like, oh, well, maybe watch this show. And I was like, oh, Dexter's way better.
So what else came out this year?
Last year.
Or yeah, this last year.
The last one I have, which I can probably cover more, but the big one that I put on this list at the end was a big one that took over social media. It was like pop culture references everywhere. It was Squid Game. Everybody was talking about this show. And I watched it like 2 or 3 months after the hype was gone. And I don't understand why people watched it. It's not the worst thing ever. I'm sure like, yeah, you can enjoy it. But why was everybody else talking about it like it was the best show on TV? I sat through the whole thing and I think I enjoyed parts of it. Anything to do with them actually doing competitions, it was entertaining. When they like, I think it was like episode 2 or 3, they leave. And I'm like, oh, this sucks. I don't want to watch this. And they went back and went back into it. And I actually enjoyed the villains. Like I think the woman, I can't remember her name was. She was actually entertaining. And I enjoyed any moment she was on screen because she was just crazy.
The thief? The thief girl?
Yeah. I think she was a thief.
I only watched one episode.
Oh, you didn't sit through the rest?
No. That show made me like sick.
Was it the characters?
No. It was just like the roughness of it. It just put me on edge the whole time. Oh. And I didn't like any of that at all.
Intensity?
Yeah. And it's not like, it wasn't like a horror movie.
No.
Where like it puts you on edge the entire time. It just, it leaves you there and you're just kind of like, oh, that happened. It was just kind of like, oh, that happened. Now I have to watch more. I'm okay. I'm good. I just didn't feel comfortable. I didn't feel any of it.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why people enjoyed that movie. That series so much.
Yeah, I don't the thing that I really kept thinking when I watched it was like, okay, I'm not really into this. Maybe I'll watch more because I'll understand why everyone else likes it. And then I finished it and was like, I still don't get what. So
yeah, I didn't get it.
I don't know why it was popular. Why everybody talked about it so much.
Honestly, I didn't like it at all.
I think from the start of the series, I hated it. The fact I hate the main character, and if I can't enjoy the main character,
I hated him too. He yeah, was a dumbass. He was annoyed. Literally the dumbest fucking. He should have died in the first episode.
Yeah.
Honestly, I wish he did because then the series would be done and we wouldn't have to watch any more of it.
I was rooting for the villains, and yeah. I think it was like, come on, go get him, kill him, because I was just like, I hate him, so I'm entertained to hopefully see something else happen. I felt a little bit dark to think that, but.
It's completely fine that people like it. Like, I'm glad that people love intense pain and just mutilation. That's fine with me, but it just wasn't my vibe. Like, I turned to my girlfriend after it was done and I was just like, that made me nauseous. Like, I have a headache and I don't feel good. I don't want to watch any more of that ever. And she looked at me and she was like, it didn't make me feel that way, but it didn't make me want to watch it anymore than I did, you know? Like, I feel like I've had enough.
I don't blame you.
So that's my extent with the show. I thought it set up some really cool characters, like that thief girl and the old man that wanted to continue on after the first game of, what was it, Red Light, Green Light?
Yes.
I thought the game was cool. The game was really cool. But just the rest, I don't know why it made me so uncomfortable. I think it was just uncomfortable. I think that's it. If you boil it down to one word, it was uncomfortable for me. So I don't get how it got so successful. I liked the suits of the...
Oh, yeah. They had cool... What they created, the designs were kind of interesting. Like, even the stages they had where there's, like, the rooms with all the stairs was kind of unique.
I may have to go back and just watch the games.
Yeah, that's the only part I liked.
Because that's the only thing that intrigued me, and that was the only thing that didn't make me want to get up and leave.
The things I enjoyed about the show wasn't necessarily the characters, except for like the villains, I guess. But I found it really fascinating. The thing that was my favorite thing when I was watching the series was the fact there was a moment in the first episode, and I know you've seen the first episode, and a stranger catches him from falling, and the lights coming.
Wasn't that his friend?
No, it was a stranger. He didn't know him.
I thought that was his like friend that he knew that he thought was super successful. Maybe I didn't see that.
I think you're thinking of a different moment. No, but there's a different moment where he catches him, and it's a stranger. And then afterwards, he thanks the guy, and the guy said, "Well, I would hope you do the same for me." And then you end up seeing throughout the tournament.
He doesn't, does he?
No, they end up helping strangers because they realize, well, how are we going to get through this? And they make friends because they're like, well, I don't like those crooks, because the crooks are like, I'm gonna kill everyone. So
they make like allegiances.
Yeah, so they make some sort of alliances with one another over complete strangers, and they're like, we gotta team up in order to get through this. The negative of that I was like, oh, I like the intrigueness here, but was the fact that they start having to team up to get through this, and then they end up realizing they have to battle against each other now, and they're against their own teammates, and that's where it was a challenge where I'm like, ah, you just made friends with this person, now you got to turn around and stab him in the back. Like, it just felt like, I don't know, traumatizing and dramatic, I guess.
Yes, but that's the only thing I thought of, like, about watching after that. Traumatizing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I was just like, I'm okay not watching this.
Yeah. And at the end of it, I don't look back at it as wanting to see it again, but I'm
honestly okay. I don't think anyone has thought about it since like the first few months that it's come out.
Yeah, it's just kind of died off.
Gone. Like,
apparently there's a season 2.
Unless
coming.
Like, are you
Well, you never saw how it ended.
Doesn't he get on a plane like after dyeing his hair or some bullshit?
How do you know about that?
Because screen grabs and social media and literally any social media site like completely destroys any spoilers for anything ever.
Well, yeah, there's some sort of talk for season 2, and I doubt I'll see more of it, but we'll see if people talk about
it. I am not even gonna give it the time of day. I'm sorry.
But that was a big show that I remember everybody talking about, and that came out last year, so I brought that up because it was on the list of shows that came out.
Okay. And then, is that the end of the list for
That's last the year? End of what I can think of from last year.
Thanks for listening to Wool Earth Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode on the TV shows of 2021. Me and Nate will be back with our take on what we expect from 2022. And hit that notification button. Give us a rating on Spotify. It would mean the world. Thank you. Have a great day.